Robinhood chain targets real-world assets, says Vlad Tenev. Robinhood CEO Vlad Tenev laid out the purpose of Robinhood chain in blunt terms this week, saying the company's blockchain exists to make real-world assets programmable, globally portable, and always available. The comment, surfaced by CoinMarketCap on July 17, 2026, frames the chain less as a crypto side project and more as the settlement layer Robinhood wants under its tokenized markets. The framing matters because of who is saying it. Robinhood is a mainstream retail brokerage with tens of millions of funded accounts, not a crypto-native startup courting DeFi users. When a firm that size describes tokenization as core infrastructure rather than an experiment, it signals where the product roadmap is heading. The three properties Tenev is selling. Each word in Tenev's phrase points to a specific limitation of traditional markets. Programmable means an asset can carry logic. A tokenized fund can enforce eligibility rules, root dividends, or settle against other tokens without a back office manually processing each step. Globally portable targets the fragmentation of today's system, where a U.S.-listed share is difficult for an overseas retail investor to hold directly. Always available is a shot at market hours. Equities trade on a fixed schedule and settle a day or more later, while a token can move any hour of any day. None of these are new ideas in crypto. Stablecoins already deliver round-the-clock settlement, and tokenized treasury products from larger issuers have grown into a multi-billion dollar category over the past year. What is new is a consumer brokerage attaching those properties to the assets its users already trade. A brokerage building its own rail Robinhood chain has been live long enough to draw real traffic. On-chain volume on the network climbed sharply after launch, a surge that some analysts read as evidence that tokenized brokerage flow can meaningfully add to Ethereum-aligned activity. We covered that volume spike in detail in our look at Robinhood Chain's early throughput. Tenev's statement adds intent to those numbers. Rather than list assets on someone else's chain, Robinhood is positioning its own network as the venue where its tokenized products settle. That vertical integration gives the company control over fees, listing rules, and the user experience, and it keeps the economics in-house. There is a competitive backdrop here. Traditional finance and crypto firms are racing to tokenize equities and funds, from clearinghouse pilots for U.S. stocks to brokerages adding stablecoin withdrawals. A brokerage that owns the rail, the app, and the user relationship at once is a different kind of entrant than a protocol hoping others will build on top of it. The gap between vision and mechanics. A vision statement is not a spec sheet. Tenev described what Robinhood Chain is for, not the details investors will eventually need. Which assets are eligible? How redemption works? What legal wrapper sits behind each token? And how the chain handles compliance across jurisdictions? Tokenized equities have repeatedly run into the reality that a token is only as portable as the securities law around it allows. Globally portable, in a press quote, can still mean geo-fenced in practice. For anyone weighing the pitch, the useful questions are concrete. Does the token represent direct ownership or a claim on a Robinhood-held asset, and what happens to holders if the intermediary fails? Custodial exposure has burned crypto users before, and a tokenized share held through a broker carries the same counterparty question as any custodial balance. Until the mechanics are published, the three-word slogan is a direction, not a guarantee. The link to everyday crypto spending. The link to everyday crypto spending is indirect, but worth noting. If tokenized stocks and funds become always available assets that settle on-chain, they start to look like collateral. A future where someone holds tokenized equities in a wallet and spends against them through a crypto card is closer than it was 2 years ago, especially as issuers experiment with letting users spend from their own wallet rather than a custodial account. That future is not here yet, and Robinhood has not said its chain will feed a card product. But the same properties Tenev is describing, programmability and around-the-clock settlement, are exactly what payment rails need to treat a brokerage balance as spendable. Traders in markets with limited access to U.S. equities, from India to parts of Latin America, would be the clearest early beneficiaries if the portability claim holds.